I think it's big when you play someone twice a year, you understand more about them than, I understand just from a personnel standpoint. So he sends me everything he has, and I text him before and said, whenever you got time, send me over the Colt notes, and he sent them to me. So I have some good things in there, and, some things we already knew, and then it's always good. I think he really studies a lot, so I get some notes that he takes just from watching film and get his perspective of things.
When you play in like different schemes, obviously you guys can play the same thing Tennessee does. What are the applicable parts that you can take from him? Is it what can you take from there that actually applies, knowing that you guys are going to do something different than what they're doing?
I think really tendencies, what they do as an offense a little bit, and then what we really talk about a lot is the players. How he felt a player was. What he felt he did well when he watched film, and the different, especially we're both in the secondary, so we talk about the receivers, the tight end, the back. So I think that's the key part of it. Just get another someone else's idea of their personnel.
Is there any one thing that when you're looking at them that they do better than everybody else?
That we've played?
Yeah.
I think, like I said yesterday, I think their will. They're willing to win the game. I think. When I feel like when we're in games, I feel like we have that edge that, when we get in the game, that there's never going to be a point in the game where we feel like we're just down or out of it. We always talk about defensively, if our offense is on the field last or if we're on the field last, we feel like we're going to get the win. And I think that's what's going to make this game tough, because I truly believe they feel the same way. So I think it's going to be a great game for 4 quarters. You're going to see two teams give it everything they have.
Devin, I know you've been at safety for a while now, but can you just talk about what a challenge that was to make that change?
It was just different. I think the best part of it was this offseason, getting a chance to really study it, sit in all the safety meetings, meet with my safety coach, Coach Flo, and go over the different things that, not just playing the position, but some of the advantages and the skill set that I have and what I can bring to the position. So I thought that was key. And, once I was able to switch and continue to get reps at it, it wasn't too bad at all. I'm comfortable. It feels like a natural position now. It's just going out there each week trying to see what kind of plays I can make and how I can help the defense.
What was it about last week's game? Everybody knows, first of all, they're passing-oriented offense. And secondly, they're down 28 points, so you figure they're going to pass. What made Luck so effective in that scenario when everybody knew it was pretty much going to pass?
I think that's what makes all the great quarterbacks good, and Coach Belichick talks about that all the time. The hard part is getting it done when you know what's going to happen. And I think he just had an understanding of the defense. When you watch, he knew where he wanted to go with the ball. He knew how and when he wanted to get it out. And if they took away his first read, he just moved on to the second read and didn't try to make it all at once. He just took his time, went down the field, took what the defense gave him, and really just played smart. And I think, like we talked about here, taking it one play at a time.
I guess you guys are no strangers to erasing deficits like they did this past week. And you guys did pretty much all regular season, it seems like. What are some of the keys to kind of getting yourself back into a game like that?
Just one play at a time, I think, offensively and defensively. Just each guy on that field just doing what he can do, not thinking, we're down a lot of points. I gotta try to make this big play. Because usually when you do that, you give up another big play. So this guy's just doing the little things out there on the field, doing their job, and it'll come together. And once you can swing momentum and have a couple plays roll your way, you're just playing football from there on out.
Devin, you guys faced Luck last year through the three interceptions. Last week, notwithstanding, he's greatly diminished the number of interceptions he's thrown this year. What's the biggest difference you've seen in terms of his decision-making year one?
I think, like all players, once you play another year in the league, you get a full year under your belt, you see things. Not everything is the first time you have to see it. So I think that's what happened for him. He's a quarterback. I'm sure he studies a lot of film, and I think now it's just a progression. He gets to see more things, and things aren't fooling him. He understands what's going on in the game. I think it's harder as a rookie. You have so much to worry about. Each week you're playing a different team who might be doing something different. I think once you get a full year under your belt, you see more defenses, you understand more what you want to do as an offense, and you start putting those things together. I think same thing with, guys on our team, some of the young rookies, you see them start playing better at the end of the season, I think, because they have more experience. They've seen things, and now it's just their natural abilities going out there playing.
Devin, I guess there aren't a lot of players in the league that can say that they've been to the playoffs every year that they've been in the league. Did your appreciation for being in this position grow with each year?
Yeah, I think, when I was young, when I first got here, We went to the playoffs, and, you know, I mean, growing up, you watch New England, it's like they always go to the playoffs. And, you know, I think, you know, my rookie year, I was like, oh, we'll be back next year. We'll get to do it. And I think now I realize how important it is, because almost a lot of guys that were here my rookie year aren't even here now. And I think you realize how important each year is, that, you know, you want to get whatever that team's best is, you want to get it out of it in the postseason. And, you know, I talk to my brother all the time. He's yet to play in the playoffs. And that makes me appreciate it even more, because each time we talk, all he wants to do is play in a playoff game. And you realize it's very important to take full advantage of these opportunities.
Evan, what was your reaction to Deion Branch signing with the Colts a couple days ago?
No reaction. I mean, you know, this time of year, even throughout the NFL season, you always see guys you used to play with on different teams. And they got a couple guys that, you know, were here when I was here. And, you know, just another familiar face on a different team.
What will it be like to see Deion in the Colts white uniform there with the horseshoe?
Once we start playing and he's out there, it'll be like practice almost. We're used to seeing him.
You guys have kind of hung your hat on takeaways the last few years. And I think if you go back to the last few playoff losses, you guys haven't had any takeaways, not many of them. Is that something you're aware of?
Yeah, I think in all our games, if you go back to the games we've lost, we probably weren't too effective in taking the ball away. And it's a goal of ours. We talk about that from, you know, OTAs, mini camp, and continue throughout the season. It's very important for us to get turnovers. Our offense prides themselves on not trying to turn the ball over. And then if we get them the ball back, you know, that's how we win games. That's how we score points, have big plays. So it's key for us to make sure we go out there and try to force some turnovers. I think, you know, when you look at them throughout the season, they've done a good job of taking care of the ball. And this game, you know, we got to try to force them.
You mentioned Andrew Luck maybe developing from one year to the next and seeing things differently. And what about in your development? What do you see differently at safety now?
I think the big thing, you know, when you play defense, especially in the secondary, things start to slow down for you. You're actually able to see things develop as the play is going along. It's not always, I felt like sometimes when I was younger, it was always like right after the play, I would think about it and like, dang, I knew that was coming. And I think now as I play more snaps and understand how to study film better and do different things, I'm able to see things sometimes before they happen and kind of anticipate. And then now at my role at safety, I'm able to get that out to the rest of the defense and try to help all those guys.
Final question?
Yeah, but sort of along those lines, I've heard you say in the past that Steve Gregory is a real smart player. Can you think of an example, a specific example, that has impressed even you, something that he's picked up and shared with you guys on the field?
I think with Steve, a lot of it is even in the film room. Like when we're in meetings, we'll have something in the defense and we'll watch it, and Steve will say, why don't we do this? And we'll all sit there, we'll look at him like, you're right, that probably would be better. And, you know, I think that's what makes him so good. When we're preparing for games, he's not only able to watch film and see things come, but he's able to go to the coaches and say, why don't we tweak this defense this way because it better fits what they do. And I think it's good. You know, our coaches, we listen to everyone. And Steve always has something each week we play that he sees and thinks we could do. That's why we call him a future head coach. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.